For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother.
Come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's yeah, number one, though? Down. Who's number one?
It's the L.A. Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fucking Triple E.
They just f***ing called in and hangs up, you f***ing motherfucker. That f***ing pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude!
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so f***ing uptight over f***ing nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
More
attention. I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Hey, everybody, it's a brand new Punch Drunk. What's up?
Hi, everyone. I guess you're wondering, where's Ari? He's right behind us, dressed like a complete fucking buffoon.
Ari
had to cancel today because he's taping his big one-hour Comedy Central special Thursday at the Comedy Store. Ooh. And, yeah, Mr. Big Time. And he had to cancel because he had a meeting today. So we tried to get a few people in, but he didn't let us know until 11:30. So, hey, man, you get us? And you get the fucking clown in the back.
A lot of great stuff going on. Check out punchdrunksports.com, please, everybody. If you're a sports guy, you want to write some funny articles, you can write about anything. We need a social media guy whose whole thing is to find hot chicks on the internet. If you're a guy who's got a lot of time on your hands.
I mean, that's every guy that has the internet.
Yeah,
trying
but
trying to find hot chicks on the internet, but for what purpose?
Just to post hot chick pictures on our website.
Sports-related hot chick
no,
pictures?
No, just snatch on parade.
Okay. All right. Snatch on parade. That will be your article's title, Snatch on Parade.
Yeah.
And we'll have hot – we already got Fight of the Week, so we could have hot internet Snatch on Parade of the Week.
We'll get into Fight of the Week in a little bit. Lots of stuff to talk about.
Do you have one queued up?
If you go on Punch Drunk Sports, you can go to the last one. It's pretty fun. James found it, put it on Facebook, and then I found it on World Star Hip Hop and posted it. What else I want to say? Oh, Caveman Coffee. Check out the links.
And they got good chocolate now, and all women love chocolate. You want to impress your chick, or are you one of the three chicks that listen to this podcast? They got good
salted caramel chocolate. We had a hot one who loved your pictures.
English chick.
Hot British chick was loving you. She said the human species would survive.
That's not what she said. Because the post before it said, there's no women, there's only a few women that listen to watch this show. Otherwise, you know, kind of calling me gay for putting those pictures up. And then she chimed in, there'd be more women of my species watching this show if you put more pictures up like that.
You know, it's such an interesting thing because to say that, it's like the whole. To say that that's gay, it's very interesting because a lot of our bag of bets, the loser has to do something gay.
Right.
I don't find you getting naked gay.
I find gay people like, there's a couple fans who are like, hey, my wife got mad at me because she found those pictures on my phone and I had to explain them, which makes me go, why did you save those pictures onto your phone?
Yeah, and like how insecure is your wife if she found those? It's like so interesting she'd get mad at you.
Well, I think she would question that.
Yeah.
If, you know, if you're married and you go to your wife's phone and she's got all these pictures of, like, chicks with dildos, you'd be like, are you – do we need to talk about something? Or like a bunch of, like,
huge black
dicks.
Do you think if your wife went on your phone and she found you with pictures of huge dildos that she would talk in that very calm manner?
No, I was saying if you did.
Oh,
if you found your wife with a bunch of, like, lesbian pictures in her phone, you'd be like – you know, do you have, you know, we've been married for 5 years.
That's the face you'd make? I'd make this face. Is it something you want to tell me?
I know you would.
Something you want to tell me?
But that's not the real reality.
Who likes girls? Who likes girls?
That's not the reality of it. Because my mother, it's not like my dad's like all of a sudden in a threesome. She just bounces for women. That's way more common than like, you know what? Yes, I do.
Would that upset you?
I do love women, yes. But I want to
I would only get upset if she takes half my shit with her. Like, that's the part that pissed me off. Like, if you want to leave me, lady, that's fine. You can't take half my shit.
That's called marriage and divorce. That's how it works.
Where did we lose that case? Like, if I divorce you,
you get half my shit. If you cheat on me and leave me, you get none of my shit.
If you get a divorce, you split your shit.
Yeah, I know that. But what if she's chowing box on the side and she leaves me for her chick?
You could fight that, probably.
I think you should.
I mean, just like any adultery case.
It all depends who's the breadwinner.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to that.
What if I'm the breadwinner and my girl starts chowing box on the side?
I think we need
and then she leaves me for some box on the side.
I think we need a divorce lawyer correspondent.
Hey, if anyone's listening, if you're a divorce lawyer and you have to be certified somewhere at some point, please call in. We'd like a little legalese on this. Guys, go to the website, punchdrunksports.com. We got an X Game correspondent. We got Fight of the Week, James. We're getting the James in fantasy football about the greatest comeback ever. We also have Caveman Coffee. Click the links. Use Punch Drunk Sports and get 10% off your coffee.
Yep.
That's good coffee. That there, good coffee.
Good coffee. It's good coffee. And good chocolate, too. And I'm not kidding. That's like the new thing they're pushing. It is good. And women love chocolate. So if you want to impress
Caveman
a lady.
Caveman chocolates?
Yep.
Yep. Interesting. Caveman chocolates.
Yep.
Also, we got none of the report on BetDSI. That's all I'm going to say. This has been three, you know. We're
negotiating with them, and then we'll be back up as a sponsor. But you know what? As fans and support them, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Gamble, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, do it.
Right? As always, Amazon. Click on if you're on our website, click on the Amazon link. Buy whatever you got to buy. School supplies, sex toys. Weapons. Can you buy weapons on Amazon?
Yes, you can.
Weapons,
rocket launchers,
you know, land-to-air missiles, whatever.
Oh, I got a great story about that after we get through this next segment. Everyone's favorite. Dates out the gates!
Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
Yes!
And I Shapir.
Here's what it is. Dates Out the Gates. This Thursday night. Our good friend, Ari Shaffir, once again, is going to be at the Comedy Store recording his special. Do you think that Gerard Carmichael's special helped out his special and that he can figure out what to do and what not to do?
Yeah. I definitely think anytime you do something once, you can kind of learn and like, oh, I wouldn't have done it that way. And, you know, I think Ari wants to turn the neon lights off. It's Comedy Central versus HBO. I think Ari has a lot more time in that room and has a better feel for it a little bit. Not that Gerard doesn't get spots in there, but I mean, it's called Home, and that is Ari's home. And I think
is that what's called? His thing's called Home?
Mm-hmm.
How funny is that? I think
and
that's so amazing.
And I think it's going to be great. And it's not a half-hour special. It's a whole one-hour special going to be on Comedy Central with our best friend, Ari Shaffir, at our favorite club.
Is it sold out?
Both shows are sold out, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, sold out. But you can go if you're in Los Angeles, and they are going to do a closed-circuit television, and you can sit up in the Bella Room and watch it on a big flat screen with all the comics that are not allowed to go in there because they don't want comedians in the room.
He doesn't want comedians in
the room. Both, Comedy Central and Ari. And they want just all real audience. They don't want a seat wasted by somebody that knows his whole act. They don't want people in there that know his whole act. And they're, you know what I mean?
I get it.
They wanted a real vibe, and I get that.
I get it. I totally get it.
I mean, he could pack that room with every single person that he knows, but then it's like,
yeah,
not a real fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll all be upstairs. That room holds about
100. No industries, basically saying.
Yeah.
Which is a classic Madonna. Do you know when Madonna would do big big shows on the road?
Yeah.
Like when she'd come to L.A. or New York, her rule was industry in the back. They don't get to sit up front.
Of course.
Because they'll just sit there and meme mug you.
Yeah, with their arms folded and take selfies and just tell everybody they were there and they don't laugh and they don't give a shit. They just want to be there. It's going to be real people there. But you're more than welcome to come. You know, I'd say get there really early if you want to sit upstairs because it's going to be packed with comics and friends of Ari that can't get into the show but want to be there and support him. So.
For sure. Next up is La Jolla this weekend. The La Jolla Comedy Store, myself and Jason Tebow and Kyle Ray will be headlining that weekend. Should be a fun weekend.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Please come down.
Yeah, new time slots too, so make sure you get the right times. I hear like Friday at 7. They're both at 7 now, which supposedly 7 and 9:30, which supposedly is much better for La Jolla now.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it is, because before it was 8 and 10:30.
8 and 10:30.
And I guess that made a huge – that was too late for people. So it's going to be good. It's one of my favorite clubs to play. I've recorded a CD there.
I love it. I love the staff.
I think I also have I think I'm going to get ready to shoot another – record another CD. Here's my plan. Record this CD coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to find someone to let me shoot an hour and combine my last two CDs into an hour.
Make the best of it both and make that a video.
Yeah.
Right on. That's cool. Where are you going to do your new CD?
Well, I'm doing the Laughing Skull in Atlanta. Now, I don't know if it's a good idea to go into somewhere and record where you've never played before.
Maybe not.
So I'm trying to think about where it would be fun to record a new CD.
Ask people that have been – you've never been there. Ask people that have been at that gig if that's –
yeah, they say that people record there all the time.
Everybody says it's great there. Everybody says it's great there. I don't
know. I wonder if they'll let me fly in a day early and do a show for nothing.
To decide if you want to shoot
there? Do a Wednesday, Thursday, just to get a feel for the room. And then I could go in there Friday, Saturday, record it, do two shows. It's the great thing about that room is it's only 80 people.
Right.
I did a show with Joe Coy. I did a audition with him. He does Irvine for 2 weeks straight because there's so many Asians in Irvine.
Right.
He has to do 2 weeks straight.
Luxurious problem. Where are there a lot of white people where I could do 2 weeks straight? Are there white people anywhere?
Middle America.
Are there white people? White people, if you hear me, make some noise. Man, see, there's no more white people.
Well, the white people don't bond like that.
We used to, though. Back in the day, we used to bond like a motherfucker.
No, that's called burning.
We'll show
burning.
Up at your house with a... What's that?
It's called burning.
Okay.
Burning.
Right, okay.
You guys used to burn together.
Scrap that.
Tebow, so much to talk about. Where do we start? Now, we got our boy Dan from Montana who wants to talk UFC straight out the gate. I don't know if we want... Oh, that was Dates Out the Gate.
Dates.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with San Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
And Ari Shaffir. Let's start it off with saying a kind farewell.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody that has been on this show since day one.
What is this, 3 years now or 2.5 years?
Something like that. In the old Toad Hop Studios here. Moved with a Toad Hop to the next Toad Hop Studios. Moved with us to the Joint Studios. Moved with us back here to the John Lovitz Comedy Club Podcast Network, and he's moved on to smaller and lesser things to go work with Heidi and Frank, who's also good friends of ours. So best of luck to Renee. The Mexican is gone for now.
We've lost. Now no more Fat Man the Mexican. Now it's just Fat Man. Now, I know a guy... Frank, is it? Who's the kid, the Mexican at the Comedy Store that looks
Frank Castillo. Like?
Frank wants to come on the show. Do we replace one Mexican with another Mexican?
That's quite possible.
He wants to be a part of the show. What I would love if we had somebody in there who would be reading our social media to us. Since Ari won't let me look, someone whose whole job it is to say whatever's going on in the social media.
Right. Depending on what they say. I mean, there's certain things we should read. There's certain things you're like, don't read. Why are you reading us that? Hey, somebody likes your hat. Who get
Yeah, obviously. I mean, like, the kid's not a retard.
All kids are retards, Sam. You know that.
Yeah, so that's it. So we're going to miss Renee. Renee and his white wife, his girlfriend. Nice
Dodgers
people. Dodgers fan.
Renee, pour a little fucking hot sauce out for your boy.
Yeah,
he's
pour
gone.
For our dead amigos.
And now, let me ask you, Fat Man, about this.
Fat Man!
Your partner, your detective, Fat Man in the Spick, has been killed in action. How do you feel about your partner dying? Is this going to send you off the deep end?
I'm actually kind of heartbroken about it. I didn't even know until right now when you fucking told me.
Oh, really?
Nobody told me anything. Play some sad music and
tell us how you feel. You just lost your best friend, the Mexican.
I thought he was MIA for a bit. I thought he was sick or something. I had no idea what was going on.
You thought he might be dead from disease, from like Ebola?
I hoped that.
Maybe he's just so deep undercover that he lost who he really is.
Deep undercover? He's outside the drug ring with poncho and a bag of oranges.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's so deep undercover. We're gonna pass him on the freeway one night.
All right, so you're sad?
Yeah, that's pretty depressing. There, it's like,
you got a job, bro.
So now you're down to how many friends left? Zero.
You got a paying gig.
Jason,
I'll always be your friend.
All right, one.
One friend,
I'm your only friend.
Matt, Fat Man,
that's a lot of pressure, brother.
I like you, Fat Man.
I have friends and coworkers. You're the only friend left.
Aww.
Excluding family members or coworkers.
Well, why don't you leave your house once in a while, stop masturbating the pornography, and go see some people?
Never.
How many times do you beat off a week?
Seriously.
A week?
A week.
Yeah. I didn't mean to make you.
You can use more than one hand.
His head just exploded.
God, give me some time to crunch those numbers. I'll get back to you.
You need an abacus. You need an abacus for this.
When you beat off, do you lift your gut up, or do you so you can see, or do you just
do you?
See, Mike, I don't have that big of a gut.
That's all you've been saying all week is how fat you are.
Yeah, but I can see my dick.
Okay, good.
Same here.
Okay.
See. All right. Let's go to Dan in Montana. He wants to talk some UFC. Dan. Dan.
Until he hits it.
Dan.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. What's up?
Welcome. Any words about the Mexican? I know you don't know a lot of Mexicans. This is kind of the only Mexican you probably knew. How's it feel? How's the loss feel?
Yeah, he's probably the third one I've ever met. So, you know, it's really hitting me in the gut. And the team was looking for white people. Montana, 91% white. So,
That might be my thing, man.
And how many white people are in Montana? Isn't it like 40?
No, like 900,000 white people and then like maybe 90,000 Native Americans.
Others?
Hold on. Fat Man's pressing buttons right now, which means we'll probably never hear what you have to say. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there we go, Fat Man.
Good job. What's the other 9%? Other?
No, just Native American, and then 1% other, so like Mexican and black.
There's a black guy in Montana.
My boss is black.
That's got to chap your hide.
It's got to piss you off.
Sure, man, these guys in Montana are like, man, I'm going to get on my horse. I'm just going back to the ranch. Have this other tell me what to do. I mop what I want to mop, mister.
Dan, you're talking UFC. What's up?
I'm just curious if you guys are at all interested in 179 this weekend.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be a good card. Sam and I are going to be working that weekend, and both of our shows pretty much span the length of that fight, so we're going to have to miss it, maybe catch it later, or I don't know how, but especially the two main events, I'm excited for.
Teixeira versus Davis and Aldo versus Mendez. Yeah, those should both be good.
Aldo Mendez.
Although Darren Elkins is fighting him. He's a pretty tough little bastard.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that there's a big hype for this fight because, I mean, he destroyed Chad. I mean, it was one knee, and you say God
loved
him.
But he did grab the fence, and that he was about to get slammed.
Yeah.
He grabbed the fence, and right when the ref's like, don't grab the fence, Mendez let go of him and took a fucking knee to the face that ended the fight. He was about to get slammed if he didn't grab that fence. Trust me, it's Aldo. And it wasn't a one-sided fight going into that. But that was a moment that could change the fight. It's almost like a bad call.
Would
in
you
the
say
NBA.
It was a moment that changed the course of history?
Nothing like that. It's no Hindenburg.
Whoa, what? Did you just fart? What just happened, Dan?
Nothing. I just said no.
Oh. So the second fight is... Teixeira.
Yep.
Versus.
What's his name? Phil Davis, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, Mr.
Wonderful.
Davis.
Now, Mr. Wonderful is such an interesting guy because this guy is like heckled. You know what I'm talking about?
Kinda.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, guy on the phone.
Yeah, I'm just having fun. It's Tuesday, and that's what we do here.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
But Phil has had a nice run. He's looked like a different fighter probably in his last three or four fights than he did seven, eight fights ago.
I disagree with that. Because, like, he talked a lot of shit to John Jones on that phone call.
That's a different I'm excluding John Jones.
Well, he didn't fight John Jones, Jason.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's like he's not ready to fight John Jones.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is what you just said, that over his last couple fights, he's a different fighter. I told you, what I'm saying is that he lost a fight recently talking a lot of shit. He's just a weird dude. He just has this...
Yeah, but that was also to Anthony Johnson, who's a complete beast.
Yeah, but he's never been considered a complete beast. It just became complete beast over the last couple... He was kicked out of the UFC.
That's true. And, although his previous fight to that, he beat Lyoto Machida. I mean, that was controversial.
Right. So I'm saying he's beaten Machida. He's beaten Gustafsson. I mean, these are major fights. And then he loses, like, versus Anthony Johnson. And he's had a couple, like, losses where you're like, what the fuck just happened?
But Rumble's not a bum.
Well, he's not a bum now. But he was kicked out of the UFC.
But he didn't fight him when he was kicked out of the UFC. He fought him when he was, a little more beast mode, a little more focused. I'm saying if you beat Gustafsson, you beat Machida, you lose to Rumble, that's a pretty good run. It's not like he's mopping up bums. He's fighting tough fighters, and he's fighting another one right now, and I think that's what makes that a good fight.
Now,
yeah.
Now the I don't know if you watch this UFC, and we'll get that. We got a lot of people talking UFC. We're going to go through the UFC stuff now.
Yep.
Fantasy correspondent, I think that's Anthony Johnson. He's our fantasy Well, we have a couple. We have a guys who write on it. Let's get through the UFC stuff, and then we'll do the fantasy football and all that stuff in the second half of this hour. So if you want to call back in a few, fantasy correspondent, we'll deal with that later. We're doing UFC right now. Now, the third fight on this card, I don't know the exact name of these guys. But,
Fabio Maldonado and Hans Strainer.
Now, these guys are both. We watched the thing on them on YouTube.
You know what we need here? I just realized with Dan. We need a Sam Tripoli names correspondent. So you go, coming up in this race, and then they'll say
Hold
the
on,
names
stop.
Right.
Stop. Okay. The reason I can't do that is because you and Ari have beat the fuck. No, not you. I take that back. Ari won't let me look at my phone. I could look up their names.
Justifiable, though. But even if you look them up, there's a high probability you're going to pronounce them wrong.
Yeah. But, dude, do you want any sports radio show or TV show, let's say, where they do, like, Dan Patrick?
Where they rehearse?
No, they don't rehearse.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Dan Patrick show? We produced that show at DirecTV. They rehearsed the shit out of it.
Really?
Yeah, they'll run through all the different beats. They'll do a dry run-through that's like 15 minutes long of all the things they want to hit.
Yeah, but not what they talk about.
Well, that shit just comes up spontaneously.
Yeah, but they just beat it out. I get that.
Right.
But they have right in front of them all the people they're talking about.
Right. And they make sure they know how to pronounce. I mean, he'll literally be like, how do you pronounce this guy's name? And then some assistant will tell him.
Yeah, in his ear or something.
Right, I'm saying we need a midget to sit in the corner that knows how to pronounce people's names.
That's why I want Frank in here. So if he's looking at our Twitter and someone says something interesting, we could go to that. And then I won't have to. Then I could go to the UFC.com and be like, okay, this next fight's a good fight.
What you need to do with Ari is go, hang on, man. Let me go to UFC.com and look this up right now. Because what happens is you do it. You just get your phone and go to it, and he assumes you're on Twitter. And that's only right 6 out of 10 times.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's kind of bad.
This fight's interesting because both these guys, they only have one loss between them, and they both have fought like 3 times this year.
Right.
Like, they're like fighting at a super fast clip.
Which is going to slow down.
Now, which one is the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy that's just a monster?
I think that's Maldonado.
Yeah. He's undefeated. He's just like, dude, you give him any angle, he's going to choke you out.
Yeah.
That's a really good fight. And that's the third fight on that card. And that's a really good fight. That's where somebody talks. Somebody says something.
Oh, you're say something there, Dan.
I agree. I'm just looking up more info on him. I think he's won Maldonado. I think it's...
Get off your phone, Dan!
I think he's won 78% of his fights due to submissions.
Due to tickling?
Due to tickles?
Dude, right. That would be my move.
Whatever works. A W is a W.
Dan, are you coming back to L.A. at all?
Yeah, hoping to here in the near future.
Are you going to plow some puss?
Planning on it.
Are you setting it up?
I'm working some things out, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I know what you're saying. That's called planting some puss.
Oh, yeah.
That's great, Dan. Hey, Dan, how come you haven't submitted any drawings to the Why Would I Lie t-shirt competition?
Why would I
draw like
lie?
A 3-year-old with autism.
That's fine. Maybe that will look good.
That's pretty much our fan base.
I am just blown away by the, like, you just hear these other podcasts, their fans are just like, here, I sold my house. Take my money. Everything. We're like, just draw us a picture, and we'll send you money. And nobody does it.
Yeah. Our fan base is exactly like us.
Dan, who's Montana playing in football this week?
The Univers.
Okay. Let's go Death Squad, AZ. Let's see how his wife's tits are doing. What's up, bud?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
What's up, dude? How are you?
Good, man. Watching you guys at work.
Where do you work?
Where do you work?
I'm in a lab.
You work in a lab?
What kind of lab?
Yeah. Meth?
Meth, and when you guys get your STD testing, they send me the blood and I test it.
Oh, how many? What percentage comes out positive for AIDS?
Zero so far that I've seen. But we get a big number of college students that come back with a lot of STDs.
Oh, yeah. Dude. You know what's so funny? Like, you get STDs in college like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then you leave college, and then it's like, where did all the STD motherfuckers go?
That's because it's a cesspool of drunken 21-year-olds not even thinking about condoms, just so happy that they're fucking getting laid. How many STDs have you had in your life?
I've pissed fire a couple times.
One. I've only had one, and it's right now. Full-blown AIDS. Somebody kill me.
So what's up, man? You want to call in, talk STDs?
STDs, and I had a question about the NFL. See what you guys thought about it.
We'll talk that. I mean,
go ahead. What's
we're
up?
Talking UFC. What?
I listened to a Bill Burr podcast, and he's talking about how feminism is creeping into the NFL. Like first with the breast cancer awareness, and now everything from quarterbacks being off limits to now like bumping people gets you in trouble. What do you guys think about women being in the NFL?
I would agree with a big part of that, but I don't know if I necessarily agree about the quarterback part. It's just like, here's the thing about quarterbacks in the NFL. It is such huge money now. It's huge money.
Mm-hmm.
And you invest a huge amount of money into your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
If that guy goes down, you know, like we've seen.
Your
like,
season's over.
Your season's over, but.
Now you fucked up!
Yeah, and if it's a crippling one, you know, the truth of the matter is what happened to Green Bay and what happened to the Colts, where they replace an icon of a quarterback with another most likely icon of quarterback, that is rare.
There's no most likely about that. They actually, that is both iconic players.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no most likely.
I mean, Andrew Luck's really going to have a, like, get a meth and crack problem and fall off the planet.
He does not have that in him. That guy is.
Yeah, bring on the meth whores.
That guy's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Andrew Luck is awesome.
So I would say the reason you have to protect, and I'm not saying it's right, but for those guys to go down, it is devastating to everybody involved with that sport. It's devastating.
Yeah.
Now, the wide receiver shit, that's stupid. I don't agree with that. Now, where I would say Bill is right is with this locker room bullying shit. These are grown-ass men. Grown-ass men.
And this shit's been going on forever.
Like, I get... The thing is this. It's just like... You know, bloggers on the UFC, they just go headhunting. That's all it is. It's just gone headhunting. And the problem with men and women and who's right, who's wrong in society is that marketers know that women are 70% of the buying power. So they can only cater to them.
Well, so, that's what the UFC has done as well.
Well, I would tell you why. That's why the UFC ring girls are hot, but they're not like what? I mean, like men want
fat asses and fat tits. Those girls have neither of them. They
That's
have really cute faces.
Right, and like skinny model bodies.
And they're fucking androgynous bodies.
Yeah, all of a sudden they became the kind of girls that like gay guys and women think we want.
Yeah.
So now I'm like my, you know, a girl, you know, if I'm with a girlfriend or whatever and we're watching the fights, she's like, she's got a nice body. I'm like, no, she doesn't. Now we're arguing about, oh, you like some fat bitch with some fat ass. Now I'm having this conversation while I'm trying to watch a fucking fight. Why are you in the room? Go make me a sandwich.
You know what I can't stand about watching sports with women is if, like, you want to find out what kind of guy your girl really is into, have them watch sports with you. And you'll be amazed at how many fucking, oh, this is my favorite player. This fucking gigantic black guy. Oh, he's just great. And they'll accidentally say that how they play is sexy. And you're like, that's not sports.
Right.
I get it, though. I get it. But that's not sports. Don't bring that, I want to bone this guy into my game. I don't want to think about boning.
Yeah.
I want fucking murder.
Yeah.
I want 187.
I'm watching the Clippers.
For.
I'm watching the Falcons. That's the one time of the day where I get 3 hours where I'm not obsessing about fucking.
Yeah. And here's the whole thing. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree at that point. And it's just like, it's all about big game hunting. These feminists, I mean, they obviously want domestic abuse ended.
And who doesn't?
You know, but they really wanted Goodell's head on a stick. That's really what they wanted.
So do I.
Okay, so. And you
I
raised,
think he fucked up, and he's a fucking dumb fuck.
Yeah, but you want him for different reasons. They want to mount his head on a wall. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, why nobody cares about Hope Solo has a history of getting drunk and causing violence.
Yep.
Because Hope Solo doesn't move the needle. It's not until her fucking shredded snatch pops up on fucking the internet that people actually get upset. It's the truth, man. It's like, what gets the biggest soundbite? What is the biggest internet flare that will get them the most attention?
Hop on topic, right?
And it's really about that. You don't think the National Organization of Women would start high-fiving each other if they got Goodell's head on a stick? You don't think that would be the fucking kill? Of a fucking generation.
That's definitely a head you wouldn't mind above your fireplace.
That's why they don't care, and that's why. And we're so the weirdest thing is how guys, grown men in their 20s, don't see this shit. They just sit there and they're just like I get it. Oh yeah, fuck that. And like I had a guy on the internet argue to me that Hope Solo beating up his sister and her 17-year-old kid is not the equivalent of domestic violence the other way. Now, you could say that's a big dude hitting a little girl. I'll agree with you on that one. I agree with you on
but
that
violence
one.
Is violence. Just because one person is so much bigger than the other one doesn't
this
mean it's
the
not
balls
violence.
To say to me, well, he's a grown man. He probably deserves it. He's a 17-year-old boy. Unless you're 18 years old. If you're 18, you think a 17-year-old boy is a grown man.
I know a lot of 17-year-olds that are fucking 120 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, and they're emotionally immature.
Yeah.
They're not men. A man doesn't become a man until I remember turning 25 and I just saw like, oh, everything opened. You know, you're like, oh, this is what life is.
Yeah. That happened to me when I turned 45 in 3 years.
Yeah. So that's our story. So I agree with him on that one. The quarterback thing, I mean, I prefer smash the fuck out of the quarterback.
Here's another angle that I want to touch on his point with.
And then we'll get to towel.
Tell me what you think about this, Sam. In that same sense, one problem that I have, and I know I'm going to come across as a misogynist here, and I'm really not. I was raised by lesbians. I love women. I love puss. Here's what I'm saying, though.
He loves puss.
When it comes,
I'm not a misogynist. I love puss. Well, can we put that on a T-shirt?
I'm not a misogynist. I love puss, and I think bitches should vote. What I'm saying is the sideline reporters in the last 5 years have gone from, like, not attractive men that know everything about football to, like, lesbianish kind of women that know everything about football to hot, hot, hot
chicks that are reading note cards so they know how to pronounce the guy's name they're interviewing. Get rid of them. I don't need them. I don't want some smoking hot chick with all this makeup on interviewing somebody right before they go in a locker room while someone is in their ear telling them what to say. So it's eye candy for me. And she's like, so, you know, Andy Luck, you did. And I'm like, it's retarded.
It goes back to marketers.
Give me an interviewer that knows how to interview and they know who they're talking to.
It's marketers,
I don't need
dude.
You to be a hot fucking sexy chick. I don't care.
It's marketing, dude. It's all marketers. They want women on the feet.
If you want women, then go back to the less attractive women that really know about football. Hey, if you're a hot chick, I'm not knocking hot chicks.
You know
if
why?
You're a hot chick that knows everything about football, then fine. You should have that job.
Now, it also comes down to marketers like women to be extremely attractive. Like, if you watch commercials now, watch where the mom is, like, literally, like, 4 years older than their kids. You ever see that? You're like, that's your kids? When did you have kids? 4 years old?
That's because the women that they're marketing to don't want to feel like they're an old mom. They want to be like, I'm a young, sexy mom, too.
No. It's the opposite. They want to make these moms feel bad because they look at that and they're like, that's her kids? They're the same age as my kid. I'm fucking decaying here.
It works both ways.
Well, I mean, I'll disagree with you on that point. I don't want to argue about that because I want to get a big issue, but I disagree. Marketers are all about your shit. Our products will make you less shit.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. It makes the less attractive older moms go, I need to be like that. And it makes the young, attractive moms go, I am that.
Yeah.
It works on both sides of the fence,
okay,
is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll accept that answer. Yeah, so it's all marketers that can suck. I agree with Bill Burr in most of that things. I can't stand when something is a tap and they throw a flag. And I hate when the players get the refs to throw a fucking flag. That pisses me the fuck off.
You mean what?
When you see like and Tom Brady does it all the time. Tom's like, dude, what's that? He hit my ankle. And they're like, oh, God, bullshit.
Oh, that's just sports. That's all sports. LeBron James, everybody gets. Jordan got away with that.
No, I can get
forever.
That. But then you get guys who like wide receivers going, I couldn't run. He's holding me. They're like, oh, fuck, sorry. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
So I agree
with
that.
I got this for taking my call. I'll see you guys. I'll be out there next week for Ari's thing.
It's this week.
It's this week, brother.
29th, right?
No.
Oh, is it? I thought it was the 23rd.
No, it's this week.
I thought it was the 20th.
Well, that's what you see. Well, we'll look it up. I don't want to misquote.
Let's go to Talboy. I think I'm playing Talboy this week.
Ari? You playing Ari?
Yep.
There you go. Talboy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
How you doing in fantasy? What's your guys' record right now?
Ooh, we're doing bad this year. It's 2-5.
Are you anywhere near the comedy club Dr. Grins?
Yeah, actually, I live like 2 miles from there.
Oh, I'm trying to get booked out there.
Oh, you should. Red Band was just here last week. It was sweet. And we had Stanhope Monday.
Oh, they have Stanhope Monday?
Yes.
Is it a comedy club?
It's a nightclub, and then it has a comedy room on the top floor.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'd like to go out there and do that. I want to get out to Michigan more. I haven't been out there in fucking forever, dude. Forever.
I think it is the 29th.
So, you're calling in. Are you ready for a fucking ass whooping? Now, listen, if I win this game.
Let's go bag of bets on this game.
That's what I was calling for.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you guys this. If Sam wins, you and Ari both have to do the bag of bets.
Well, you can't do without Ari agreeing to it. See if he can call.
Oh, Ari's not here, so I speak for him, right?
No, well, I don't think you can do that.
I'll text Ari right now. You guys keep talking. I'm going to text him. Are you in for a bag of bets? You play Sam this week.
Okay.
I'm down.
We know you're down.
What
if you guys just play for players like we did last year? Ari doesn't need to agree to that. Winner gets the best player on the loser's team.
I won't agree with that.
I did it last year, and I still made the playoffs.
I won't do it. I won't do that.
You would rather fucking get your face washed with a rag of cum than lose Frank Gore?
Let me see who's on my team.
I mean, you already said you're already out of it. What's
I'm
what
not
the
out of
it.
I just said if I win this, I'm back in it.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever loses this one's done for sure.
Okay.
You're done anyways. Shut up.
Oh, we can still get 5-6 or 6-5.
They ain't getting in the playoffs, bitch. I can't get on it. Go. Can you look at the computer? Can you look at the
computer? Yeah, what do you want?
I want to know what my team is. Give me my starting lineup.
All right, give me 10 seconds. I'll have you up here.
Okay, this is great radio science. Anyways, let's go. While we're looking at this, Tebow, can we talk about the greatest David versus Goliath fantasy football matchup? I beat Cokehead James.
Question.
I love cocaine!
How is this David versus Goliath?
Because
he's in first place, you're in last place?
No, he was. They had him going for 148 fantasy points, which I'd never seen a team projected that number. And I had like 78.
Wow.
And I won.
What was the final? Now, you said it was a comeback, so he was up big and then you won in the late games or something?
Yeah, something like that. It was like stupid. I think I won like 111 to 92. Big win. Puts me 3-4. I'm 3-4.
God, Hinchcliffe is 6-1. That's terrible.
Did he win this week?
Must be. He's 6-1.
How's he winning?
I mean, it's just, and he's also got like one of the lowest point
team.
Totals. One of the lowest point totals, and he's still in first place.
Go to my team.
You got Newton at quarterback.
Okay.
By the way,
Foster, McFadden, and Martin at running back.
All right.
Watkins, White, and James Jones at receiver.
Most importantly, who would you be targeting if you were going to beat Sam?
Probably Foster.
I can do anybody but Foster.
You don't have any say-so in it. It's a bag of bets. He takes whoever he wants.
Stop. There's no bag of bets. We're creating the bag of bets right now.
Yeah.
If I go, I'll do it for anybody but Foster. That's the bag of bets.
So if he wins the bet, you give him whoever you want?
No. He can go down my lineup and go, I go, anybody but Foster, I'll give up if I lose. Go to your team. I want to know what's on your team.
So you're saying you get one player veto?
Yeah, I'm saying I'll put up anybody on my lineup except for Foster.
I mean, if you take Cam Newton, he literally does not have a quarterback.
I think you need to generalize it where you and him both get a one-player veto.
Yeah, and he can go to me, okay, you can't have this one.
Spiller's done for the year.
Yeah.
You would want to go Cam Newton, and he doesn't have a quarterback, and he's done forever. Or you would go Sammy Watkins. That's what I would do.
All right, what's his team? Go to Armenian Genocide, which I'm still offended by.
Let's see.
I got Carson Palmer for quarterback.
No.
Mar Miller for running back, Justin Foster, Jamal Charles, Macklin, Nelson, and Cobb.
Okay. On that list, see, I feel like I'm giving up way worse than you are.
If I was you, I would take probably Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, he's averaging 15 points a game.
So what do you want to do? You want to bet Watkins versus Nelson?
Or do you want to go to the bag?
Yeah, but the problem with the bag is, like, we won't be able to see him.
Depends what the bet is.
We do have this thing called video.
Okay. We can go to the bag. You want to go to the bag?
I'll go to the bag.
Go to the bag. We need a bag
of
bets.
So it could be Jordy Nelson.
Hold on. No. It's either bag of bets.
Or this. It's bag of bets.
If we go to the bag, it's the bag. If he can agree to the Jordy Nelson versus Watkins right now.
Your call, Tallboy.
Let's go to the bag.
Finally, a bag of bets that I'm not in. I finally get to enjoy one from the sidelines. In that Tiana's apartment with a fucking rag up my ass. I will be pulling it out as I am the neutral member. What the hell is this? There's a candle in here. Okay, that's weird.
You gotta fucking light your asshole on fire?
Now, if it's one we've done, it goes back in.
Let's see.
See what we got here. Oh, that's no problem. That's a good one for you to do from out of town.
Let me see.
You have to creatively cock bomb yourself 3 times within 24 hours.
Okay.
Or, hold on. You and I will DM each other the cock bombs. I send you the 3 cock bombs.
I like that better. You send Sam the 3 things he has to tweet, and he does the same to you. And it has to be about how much you love black dick. The crux of it is you're so thirsty, you can't wait to drink out of that thick, veiny purple straw. Something like that.
Are you
Sounds
in?
Good to me.
All right. This weekend, bag of bets, 3 cock bombs. So let's say Monday, well, when it's over.
But here's how we're going to make, because every bag of bets has to be a video now. I got to ask Vicente if we could do that, because we're going to do every
that's
week.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to do video.
But I thought it'd be funny if you had, how about, I want to raise it to 5 black cock bombs within a 24-hour period, and in which you must read the cock bombs into a video.
Oh, my God. After you do all 5 of them.
Yeah. You have to read them into a video, and that we can edit them together. Or, because I don't think this is enough for a bag of bets.
I mean, 5
pretty
cock,
light.
5 cock
It's pretty light, right?
Yeah. Would you?
Okay. I say we have to. I can't do my mom. I can't read black cock bombs to my mom. Who is someone we can each agree that we have to, in front of them, read the black cock bombs to?
The only way I see it going bad is a parent, is your mom,
or a public place like a mall.
I'd probably rather do a public place.
Okay,
you'd rather do a public place.
Yeah, I'd rather tell strangers I like black cock.
Then I say it's got to be moms.
Okay, no moms. Random people on the street. You have to go to a busy area.
Random black people on the street.
You have to go up to 5 random black people and read the black cock bomb to them videotaped. And they gotta be random.
We don't have fat 5 black people in Grand Rapids.
Oh, bullshit, bro.
Come on, dude. It's fucking Michigan.
I grew up by Grand Rapids. There's plenty of black people.
All right, I have to go to the homeless district.
Okay.
Look under bridges, bro.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, so that's the deal. A videotape of you walking up to 5 random black people.
What about homeless people? Black people.
Anybody. And I would prefer not to be homeless. I would rather prefer to be sensible black people.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay.
I've got an amendment for Tripoli on this. You have to read all 5 to Boon Shakalaka.
Oh, my God.
He won't leave you alone for a year after that.
I just don't think that's that interesting. I think the humor is that you walk up to some completely random person, and you have to deliver it.
Do they have to be men?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 black guys.
Okay.
And read to them in the most sensible, you can't, you can't go like this. I like black cock in my throat. It makes me feel good. You have to walk up and go, hey, Jerome, how's it going?
This is a very high, this has become really high stakes. You guys both know this now, right?
Yes. Because that's funny. Just me tweeting black cock bombs, that's just another day on Punch Drunk.
Now, let's see if Ari hit me back. Does Ari have to do this as well?
No.
Okay, so we're keeping Ari out of this. He didn't even text me back. So
you have to videotape you going up to 5 black guys, and they can't be your friends, dude. We're going to ask you to be honest with this. They can't be your friends. You have
Sounds
to walk
good.
Up to them and read whatever 5 black tweets I sent you.
I'm not going to have to do it, so it's fine with me.
Okay.
Ooh, the confidence I like.
It's the bag of bets!
Now, just to clarify for you guys, so all the fans know that don't give a fuck about who's who in fantasy football and whatnot, I would just let you guys know that Ari and Talboy are 2-5 in last place in their division. Sam is only one better, 3-4 in second to last place in that division. So this is a battle of two bottom feeders. Loser's probably done for the year, and loser probably gets his teeth chipped by a black guy.
Hey! There's only been 1 week, though, that he scored more points.
Hey, dude. Hey, dog. Just play the game. Just play the game.
I'm excited for this one.
All right. That's our bag of bets, Talboy. Talboy. Does Michigan get back into football? He hung up.
I love it.
He beat us to it.
He saw it coming, and I love it.
All right, guys. We're back. We'll be back in a couple seconds. We'll be back. We'll talk. We'll talk his bag of bets.
Oh God.
And we'll talk. Some football. We'll talk a whole bunch of stuff.
Got World Series
NBA.
Starting tonight.
We'll talk some World Series.
I like how NBA hasn't started yet. Game one of the World Series. And Tripler's like, we're talking NBA. That's how much we don't care about this World Series.
Go Royals.
I can't believe you had your mama text me. Can't believe you had the 5-0 trying to arrest me. The best thing you think my best friend's always trying to molest me. It's messy, so I'm thinking I'm gonna fuck a stripper tonight. I'm gonna fuck a stripper tonight. I'm gonna let her make it alright. I'm gonna fuck a stripper tonight, hey, baby. If I can't have you.
Circling the sun, circling the Milky Way galaxy, spinning around aimlessly in the universe, the expansion of time, dimension, Sam Tripoli, Ari Shaffir, Teep, it's Punch Drunk, we're back. I would like to say, in my defense of this picture we're looking at in the background, and I did pay my bet off, no animals were fucked during the shooting of this bag of bets.
I wanted to make a calendar, but baby over here wouldn't let me.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
He was afraid I would. It was so funny. We got in a fight.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we got in an argument. We got a screaming match at the Comedy Store and at the at my place.
Why would I lie?
Yep.
About how he was worried that I was going to use the pictures to blackmail him.
And no, I'm like, no. Two totally different things.
No, that's not at all.
It is absolutely two totally different things.
He goes, why are you going to be here? You're going to take pictures. You're going to use these pictures to blackmail me. I go.
I said I was going to take 5 pictures, which was the bet.
That, okay. Explain where the blackmail came then. Where was the blackmail?
You go, I want to come and fucking kick over all the sandcastles, and I'm going to approve all the pictures.
I've never said kick over all the sandcastles in my life. Not one time in my life.
You go, what are you going to go do? I go, trust me, I've got plans. It's going to be funny. I'll pay the bet off. I'll take the 5 pictures. I did 7 instead of 5, which is, I assure you, you wouldn't do 7.
Tebow, you're crazy. Tebow, this last bag of bets, I made it crazier to make it funnier.
Yeah,
the calendar would have been great.
Hey, then you should have done that before we made the bet.
No, you wouldn't let. You'd cry like a baby.
If you would have pulled it out and we'd have discussed it here.
So I go, let me take some pictures. He's like, no, you're going to use this to blackmail me. For what?
Because
what are you running for office?
Because it's not the bet.
What are you running for office? No, explain the blackmail line. Like, what am I blackmailing you from?
You would not blackmail me.
Thank you.
Had fucking very incriminating pictures of me on your phone.
Of what?
Then you could just tweet anytime you want.
So what, T-Bone?
Is that the bet?
Yeah, but the point is this.
You won the bet.
You're acting like it's some crazy thing.
No, the bet was. No, my argument is.
This is about the 30th weird shit you've done on this fucking podcast.
My argument was that we made a bag of bets.
I'll make an auto loop of you dropping the egg bomb on here.
Fine.
And
keep
then you'll never run for office.
Great.
How about that one?
Cool.
Can we just do that? Because I will make an auto loop of all the end bombs fucking Tebow's dropped on here.
Cool.
Good.
Fine with that.
All right. I'm
so you won the bet, and then all of a sudden, I have to do a 12-picture catalog.
Don't even listen to that all of a sudden. We were talking about that before.
And when did I ever say yap to it?
No, because you're a twat.
If you would have won the bet, you're telling me you would have done a 12-picture calendar, and we would have sold it.
No, Steve-O, I am fucking fat. I'm fat.
But you changed the bet to that.
That's a huge bitch. Before the thing happened, I said we were going
to
do that.
Right, which I never agreed to. So that just means we're going
to
do it?
If you would agree to it, I would have done it.
Of course. If you would agree to jump in front of a bus, you would let me do it.
No, because I would never put that out.
I would.
I would never say, hey, I bet his loser jumps in front of a bus. I would never say that.
But it's like the minute you won the bet, now you're tweeting.
I said it before that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say.
You're acting like I changed it after I lost. I didn't. You keep saying
that. Why
did I didn't
lie?
Change it.
If you would have won that bet, you would have completely forgot of your crazy idea of making a 12 calendar.
T-Bone, I've done everything. Listen, the only thing you can say I welched on is that I didn't do ecstasy during the fucking porn, during the gay porn thing. Only because I was smart enough to find an out that is legally binding, that fits legally binding, which is gay porn. Women on women is gay porn. Tranny porn is gay porn. It's gay porn. You guys want me to look at dudes fucking dudes. So now I said, I'll do that if you agree to take ecstasy off. It was a mutual agreement. I'm just saying, I didn't welch on anything. You didn't welch on anything else. I'm just saying it would have been way funnier if there was a calendar. Like, it's way funnier.
Do you know how much it costs to make and print calendars?
Who said we would make a million of them? You go to CopyMat, you make 10 of them, and you put them on the website and see if we could sell 10 of them. It would be fucking hilarious.
I'll do a calendar.
It's too late.
I got 7 pictures.
There's 12 months. You need 5 more pictures.
I'll do them. Hey! I'll double lose this bet. Sam's make. There's going to be a calendar for sale.
Don't lose the bet. It's just you're telling me I'm going to blackmail you for what?
Dude,
I'm only going to blackmail you.
Here's the bet. I'm going to take 5 pictures and put them on Twitter. That's what I did. All of a sudden, the night before I do this, we're at the Comedy Store. He's telling everyone I'm doing a calendar. Then the next day, he's like, I'm going to come and take some extra pictures myself. Yeah. I'm sorry that upset me, and I thought that wasn't within the guidelines of the bet.
Yeah.
And I'm also sorry that I firmly believe, and if Ari was here, I'm sure he would agree, that if Sam lost the bet, there would be no discussion of a calendar. I would not be allowed to be there to take extra pictures.
I've paid off all my shit. I've paid it off. You haven't paid off all your stuff.
There's one for sure that I'm positive you didn't pay off.
Which one?
Is I love Black Cock at the end of 5
Dude,
sets.
You're so nuts. I paid
two
that
times
off.
I saw you do it, and I had to yell it from off. The crowd.
I paid it off. I did 5 sets saying
you're the only person that said that.
Why would I lie?
Because you guys were. I paid it off.
I was there twice, and both times you didn't do it until I yelled it.
You don't see every set I've ever done in that time, Tebow.
I saw 2 of them, and you weren't doing it until
I
yelled it.
But I still did it.
I wasn't there to yell it the other 3 times.
I did it. Okay, I don't need you to do that. I paid off.
You needed me to do it that 2 times.
Fine. It was the first time right off the bat. But I paid it off. I haven't fucking dragged my feet and not paid off this other one, which you know is true. You are the only one not to pay off your debt.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. That's fine. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
All you're saying is that bet got changed after I lost. You kept saying, oh, let's make a calendar. I'm like, we're not making a calendar. That wasn't the bet. You want to put a sexy photo shoot calendar in the bag of bets? I'm cool with that. Matter of fact, put that in there right now. And then we'll pull that out, and if somebody loses that, you can do it. And then you can change it to a 5-year calendar after you win. I'm fine with that. I just hope it's not me. I hope it's Ari. Because when Ari says no, you respect no.
No.
When I say no, I'm a fucking crazy person.
Dude, I yell at him. No. One, you are a crazy person. And two,
I
bust Ari's balls as much as anyone. And the reason I don't have to bust Ari's balls is because he does it right off the bat. Now, listen. I was just saying that you were being hilarious. Tell me, I'm going to blackmail you. I just want to know what I'm blackmailing you from.
Nothing, Sam. Nothing. You would have just had these fucking extra pictures of me, which weren't part of the bet, on your phone, and you would have just done nothing with them.
Oh, yeah, it would have been
fun. Just had an extra 35 pictures of me bent over in Tiana's kitchen, just looking like a dumb fuck. And you would have just done nothing with him. You just sat on him and done nothing
with
him.
By the way, this was the best.
It never would have come back in my life and haunted me at all.
Never. Why would I do that?
Of course. Why?
Why would I do that?
Of course not.
Why would I do that? Why?
You're right.
Why do I want your junk in my phone?
You're the one that wanted to come and take extra pictures.
I was just trying to make money for this fucking podcast. That's all. Just trying to make a little cash. A little cash flow coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I got bullshit on that!
Why start now?
I don't know, T-Bone.
3 years in, why do we start to try to make money?
That seems to be the issue.
Right.
I know I'm the only one trying. Let's go on. Michael Sam's been waived by the Cowboys. They dropped him from the playing squad. And he's
practice squad.
Practice squad. Yeah, he's dropped. He's not playing. He's out of the NFL at this moment. Does anybody pick him up? How about the St. Louis Rams? You're getting no sacks.
They got three on Sunday.
Oh, they finally did get three? Okay.
Brings them to a grand total of four.
Four, which is unbelievable because of, like, the first 2 years, they were top five in sacks.
They got a good D-line, man. It's just...
They got injuries. Long's hurt. Long is hurt.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, somebody might pick him up. I mean...
I wish the lawyer would call in and talk about that divorce stuff.
Do we have a lawyer guy?
I mean,
I'm sure that somebody can call in and just say they're a lawyer.
Tebow, are you excited about the Royals at all? No, let's stay on football. Let's stay on football.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Falcons are done.
Our
fifth offensive lineman, done for the year. There are only five offensive linemen on a starting team. Five linemen done for the year.
Each position or
two centers. So now the center that we have was not in the NFL ever. Never been in the NFL.
He's never played in the NFL?
Nope.
Holy
Never played an NFL game until Sunday. Matt Ryan was sacked five times, one for a safety. And that's only going to get worse. When you can't run because you have no line, when you can't pass because you have no line, when you can't play action pass because no one thinks you're going to run and they want you to pass, it's just blitz city. Matt Ryan is going to spend more time on his back than fucking, you know, Paris Hilton at a Coke party.
That's a lot of time on your back.
I mean, it's then the party's over. So now I'm at the point, which I hate, which I've been at so many times in my fucking 30-plus years liking the Falcons, where it's week eight, and I'm like, come on, draft picks. Let's lose every game now because it makes no sense to be 6-10 and not make the playoffs.
So you're 2-5?
You might as well be 2-14.
Okay, so right now you'd be, what, a 3? A third pick, fourth pick in the draft?
There's a bunch of two-win teams. There's a bunch of one-win teams. But I'm saying when the smoke clears, a lot of those teams are better and healthier than us. When the smoke clears, I would like to have two wins and 14 losses and, like, the third pick.
And when do they fire the coach? Do they see it all the way through?
Yeah, they'll see him all the way through. He has too good of a relationship with Arthur Blank. But I tell you what, if he keeps his job, it's new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. You know, we have too much talent on the Atlanta Falcons to – and Andrew, the host of Red Zone, Andrew Siliano, if I want to piss him off, I say we. You're not on the team. Don't say we. I hate when people say we. I'm like, shut up. Then 2 minutes later, he's a big Browns fan. He's like, come on. That's not a penalty on us.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking hypocrite. You know what I mean when I say we. I mean the fan base and the team. We are together.
Yeah.
The 12th man is a we.
I agree with that.
In my opinion.
People just don't realize that, you know, people run in herds. We follow groups. It's like pack mentality. So it's like, yeah, you got 11 guys on that field right now, but it's the entire group that is playing the other entire group.
Yep.
It's herd mentality.
I'm the one buying the hats. I'm the one buying the jerseys. I'm the one having Red Band and Roddy White kind of ish autograph a jersey and send it to a fan.
You know what upsets me is when, like, people on ESPN, like the play, like Mike Tirico is notorious for this, making fun of guys who grown men who wear jerseys.
A lot of people do that,
and it's just like you're on a channel that covers Little League World Series. I mean, like, that's 10 times more pathetic,
right? And if you think that I think for any second, if I go to Mike Tirico's house, I can't find a fucking jersey of any way, shape, or form, you're nuts, dude. Shut up. Quit being an elitist. I get don't wear a jersey to a fucking wedding.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to a sports bar that's like a big fucking Dodgers sports bar and I walk in wearing a Dodgers jersey, I'm high-fiving a lot of people and I'm there to support my fucking team and be a part of something bigger than myself.
If you walked in to a Chicago bar with a Chicago Bulls number 23 jersey with your name above it, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So you wear your jersey because that's your team. You invest in that. I mean, and we'll get to Michigan in 2 seconds. For anybody on ESPN to make fun of anybody who's a homer for sports,
right.
You have a job,
right?
Because we're homers for sports.
Yeah. The reason I'm watching your channel is because I'm the kind of guy that buys jerseys and loves sports that much.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
It's that they might as well be like, all these sports dorks playing fantasy. Hey, ESPN, I'm in your fucking fan. I use your website for our league.
Yeah.
Now you fucked up.
Exactly.
Once again, ESPN can suck my fucking dick.
Let me ask you something.
Does that mean I have a horse dick?
That was so nice.
I'm cool with that. Thank you.
Let's give it up for TiVo's
horse dick. Hey, everybody.
TiVo's dick is also available on Yelp for your reviews. If you've seen TiVo's dick, taste TiVo dick, fucks TiVo dick, why don't you leave a nice review for him? Let's go to Andy from Michigan. Get a lot of Michigan calls.
I like that.
Michigan. Andy.
How's it going?
Andy, real quick. Grand Rapids, a lot of black people, no black people.
Oh, filthy with them.
Just full of black people.
Where in
it's the Jungle Boogie.
Oh, come on!
Where in Michigan are you at, brother?
I'm in Mount Pleasant right now. I'm originally from Troy.
Okay.
Troy, Michigan, home of the Troy guys.
Did you go to school out there? You go to college in Michigan?
What's up?
Did you go to college in Michigan?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I currently go to CMU.
Central Michigan, powerful Mac school. I went to Ball State.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, we're supposed to win out the rest of this season.
Oh, really? What's your record right now?
What are we? I think we're like 5-1, maybe.
Are you guys going to win the MAC?
Oh, I hope so. We won last year. Last year we won the Motor City Bowl.
That's right.
Now, are you guys like Central Michigan fans and Wolverine fans? Like, I've always wanted to know that. Like,
no. Fuck U of M. I'm going to State this weekend for the State-Michigan game, and there's not a chance in hell that Michigan's
going to
win.
Hold on. So you're from CM, but you're going to a MSU-M game?
Yes.
So you root for Michigan State?
Yes.
So do you root for Michigan State as much as you root for your own team?
No, I root for CMU way more.
Of course.
You got to back up where you go.
Of course. Dude. That's like when I went to Ball State, everybody at Ball State, and, you know, it's a MAC school in a Midwest state, just not unlike yourself. And, you know, there's all those, like, Miami of Ohio, all those MAC schools in Ohio. Oh, they hate Ohio State. You know, we hated Purdue. We hated Notre Dame. We hated Indiana University because they're the big boys that just shit on us and don't respect us.
And bang your chicks.
We're their tune-up. No, we would go there.
I'll tell you what, though. I got a couple buddies that go to Miami of Ohio, and I've been down there, and the girls are unbelievable.
Unbelievable!
You know what?
I dated a girl from there when I was at Ball State.
All of them are just those they deal with those preppy, stuck-up kids all the time.
Yeah.
So, show down there after I bashed my face on a keg, trying to do a keg spin and fell over because I'm too drunk. Every girl likes guys, and every girl wants to talk.
You know why? Because they're so dumb, they thought they were going to Miami, Florida.
No, dude, that's like a really smart, rich kid school. So when you go there, it's all these like really hot, high-end gene pool girls that are so sick of these boring, rich dudes that when you go there and you're drinking out of a pitcher with no glass, they're like, what's this scumbag story?
Oh, yeah. You're their gutter dick before they sell
that's
down. That's
exactly.
Serious up.
That's what I'm here for.
You're just here to bring fucking peasant dick to some rich broads?
Yeah, me and my two college roommates.
I'm the guy walking around with a fifth of hot cinnamon brunettes that's looking straight through you blackout drunk.
Exactly, bro. I was 100% you when I was in college 70, 100 years ago.
Would you say you're the man who brings cock?
That
was a Breaking Bad reference. I'm the man who knocks. I'm the guy who brings cock.
I don't think anybody got that but you.
Well, that's why I had to say it.
Of course, that's how
that's
that goes.
I had to explain.
That's how that usually unfolds. When we went, we would go to, because it was only like 2-hour drive from Ball
Justin,
State.
Justin, we'll get to you in a couple seconds. Oh, we're gonna
isn't that obvious? Why do you always do that? Like, you'll look up there. Will someone be in the middle? He's on hold. He'll get there. We'll get to him. That's the point of being on hold. You're so happy when someone's on hold.
I do. I am so happy.
What I was saying was, it was about a 2-hour drive, so we would go there, and there would be it's like all these really yuppie-ish kids, rich kids, and me and my two roommates would go. One of them was the one that was just here. We'd go to the bar, and we're waiting to meet, at the time, this girl I was dating, and I would bring my two friends for like as wingmen for her friends. I'm like, yeah, I got a couple girls for you. Let's drive over there. So we'd go to the bar, and we'd be like, let us get three pitchers. And they go, how many glasses? And we'd go, none. And all three of us would just drink out of the pitchers at this, like, classy-ass, like, real rich kid kind of fucking microbrew place. And they would be like, these guys look like they're about to start a fucking fight in here. And they were right. They were goddamn right.
Tebow, did you get a lot of fights?
I only got, well, in high school, in college, I only got into one real fight. And I didn't start it, but I really kicked it into a new level.
Finished it.
My buddy was like a crazy, no one could beat him. If UFC was alive back then, he would be in the UFC. He won state wrestling in Indiana. He won nationals, and then he got second in global wrestling. He got a full ride to Nebraska, ACL, MCL, couldn't wrestle again. Dropped out of there and then went back to Ball State. And became a bad drunk and would fight anything that would move. So he was great. He was like a bodyguard. One time we were playing pool at this bar.
Did you have to bodyguard your bodyguard?
You had to know when to get the fuck out of Dodge because he would get that look. And what are you looking at? And you're like, oh, here we go again. Troy's about to beat up three fucking people and we're just trying to be cool. And my friends would come from out of town and stay with us for the weekend. You know, my friends at IU or Purdue, you know, go to different schools and party. And I'd be like, my buddy's coming down. He's cool as fuck, bro. I've known him since 8th. Do not get drunk and fight him. He's a cool guy. You know what I mean? Because your friends would come home and stay for the weekend, and he'd be like wanting to kill him when we'd all go out and get drunk. So we're at this bar. We're playing pool, and there's these two or three big, like, musclehead dumb fuck guys. And they're kind of talking shit to Troy. And I'm just quietly playing pool with them. I'm like, this ain't going to go good, man. And then one of them... Troy's like, I'll fuck any one of you guys up.
You finished that sentence. I'll fuck any one of you guys.
A guy from behind him that I see is winding up with a bottle, like he's going to hit Troy with a bottle. When he does that, I grab his bottle. Troy turns around and punches him in the fucking face and just flattens this guy. And now I'm like, fuck. You know me? I was fucking 15 pounds lighter back then. I'm a little guy, you know? And so another guy comes and, like, kind of grabs Troy, and Troy kicks the guy in front of him. And I'm like, here we go. So I take my pool cue and I break it on the guy's back that is holding Troy back. And then I crawl under the table and it's like chairs are flying. And dude, it looked like a scene out of like Cannonball Run.
Oh.
So that was the only time in college I got into a fight.
That was the only time in college.
So learn from my mistakes, Andy.
Andy, you gonna call some bitches?
I'll call you guys back next week after I go to state for this weekend.
Hey,
let us know how it goes, bro.
Andy, if you find... Man, I wish you could record a chick doing some filthy shit with you, saying something about...
Oh, dude, I already have videos of that. You want some?
Can you get a video? No, I don't want to watch you fuck.
Whoa. We just met, Andy.
What would be great, Andy, is if this chick bones you, riding you, and you film her going, I fuck for Punch Drunk.
All right, hey, I'll see what I can do.
Andy, if you do that, you'll get a free Jason Tebow
calendar.
2015.
Hell yeah.
Signed and autographed in blood and tears.
Right. Probably more cum than either of the other two.
Hey, real quick, Andy, how big's your dick?
Did he do it or did we do it?
Did we do it? Who did it?
I realized he was going to do it, so I just did it. He didn't say anything. He went dead quiet.
I did that. I did the point.
I think he was measuring it.
I was waiting for him, though, and he went dead quiet, so I assumed he was hanging up on us. I'm like, dude, nope, you first.
We got to take calls.
That's your job. You beat them.
It's your job to make him respond.
If he hangs up on you, dude, you haven't done your job.
I hung up on him before he could.
Fat Man, let's take call two before this guy kills himself. He's a Raiders fan.
Raiders!
Justin, how done are you guys? You guys are done, right?
I think our only winnable game is coming up.
When is it? Who?
They're playing Cleveland.
Ooh, oh, dude, I don't know if you can win that. Cleveland's playing.
Do you think if we lose this game, we go defeated?
That's what I was going to ask you guys.
No,
I think
the Raiders are you're slightly better than your record. You've lost a couple close ones, and I think Carr is really starting to gel a little bit with that team. I think you guys will come across with two, maybe even three wins at the most. I haven't seen your schedule, and I know you're in a tough division. I think you guys could beat the Chiefs.
The problem with the Raiders is they always, and I'm sure Sam will agree with me, they always play to the level of their competition.
Or less than.
So they do well. They do well against the really good teams, but they do shitty against the shitty teams.
That is, and we sometimes do really shitty against good teams too. We are definitely. Yeah. Heckle, Dr. Heckle.
Jesus Christ. You've been trying to get that one out for about 90 minutes.
Let me ask you something.
You're just so used to the word heckle.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Do you think Reggie McKenzie makes it through the year? Or makes it after this year?
No, he doesn't make it through the year.
Who would you like to see take his place? I have a suggestion.
What? Who's that?
Bill Polian. Polian.
The GM?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking head coach, yeah. If you can jimmy him out of retirement. I think he's liking this little commentator role that he's doing.
I don't know, dude. Those guys like action, dude. And he is a guy who gets it done fast. The problem is we have no tradable assets.
I mean, you could probably trade McFadden for a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, and I like turkey sandwiches. I don't know where you go. My question is this. Let me ask you something, Justin. You like Carr so far?
Hey, you know what? He can get it done. He can throw. He has an arm.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. If Winston's available, do you take Winston?
Yeah.
Yes! Thank you! You guys take Winston!
You take Winston, you guys have the same problem you have every fucking year.
I disagree with that so fucking much. If we can get Winston, you can trade Carr because he's had a pretty good season. You can get maybe a second pick for him. I'd even take a third. I wouldn't even care. I get a pick for him. Winston is a guy. Winston is like, and you're going to think I'm crazy.
I already do.
Winston has Andrew Luck fucking abilities.
You're nuts.
I'm telling you,
you're
dude.
Nuts. The difference between Winston and Andrew Luck is what's in between their ears.
I'm not arguing that Andrew Luck is smarter. I mean, he's much smarter. But I do believe that Winston, when it comes to football, is one of those guys who just has it and has won at a high level and has performed under pressure. I mean, anytime this guy's been tested, he has delivered. Now, it's off the field that he's having problems.
And the Raiders are not notorious for off-field problems.
I get that, dude. But what I'm trying to say to you is this, is that if you fouled anybody besides those rich dudes at fucking Ball State or nowhere, Miami of Ohio, you foul everybody else. Went around with a camera at 19:20. They're going to do some dumb shit.
Sure.
They're going to do some dumb shit.
Andrew Luck didn't.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Andrew Luck didn't steal fucking crab legs. Andrew Luck didn't rape anybody. Andrew Luck didn't fucking sign a bunch of autographs.
First of all, dude.
They're reopening the
case. There's a couple things going on here. When it comes to the rape, he hasn't been found guilty. It's innocent.
He hasn't been found innocent.
Yeah, they dropped the charges, technically.
When?
Yeah.
They're reopening the case as we speak. It's
fine.
Reopened.
But he hasn't been found guilty.
Raping bitches.
If he's been found innocent, I will take that back. But he hasn't.
By the way, every soundbite we have has Renee laughing in it.
Probably.
Play Why Would I Lie?
Why would I lie?
That's true. That is true.
Play Raping Bitches.
Just Raping Bitches.
Could you hear him in the end?
A little bit. Yeah. See if that goes longer. I'm telling you, I mean, I could be wrong.
You know football better than I do.
He could get his shit together, and it could be all just, you know, a young guy thing. I'm just saying there's been a lot of quarterbacks throughout history that have gone on to be incredible leaders, which is pivotal in a quarterback role, being a leader on and off the field, setting good examples for people. Thus far, he's done the complete opposite of proving that to me, and I'm no GM. I'm not a guy that's going to invest $45 million in this player as a first-round pick. If I was, I wouldn't even work. We talked about this. I wouldn't even work him out. I've seen what he can do on the field. I would sit down, if I was thinking of picking him as a GM, and I would have almost like a first, you know, the first 48, where they got him sitting in the room. That's how I would interview this fucking guy. I would leave the room and watch him on video and see what he does while he's sitting in there. You know what I mean?
No, I do respect that.
I mean, he's done the paintball thing. You know, he's going around shooting shit up on campus and shooting people up with paintballs and shit. Cats and all that. If you're supposed to be the leader of the Florida State Seminoles, you represent that school. Okay. You represent that team.
I understand.
I didn't represent Ball State. I was just a guy that couldn't get into IU or Purdue. Ball State accepted me, and I acted like a guy that would do that by going to fucking bars and drinking out of pitchers and all this shit. Had I been, even then, the quarterback of Ball State, and I was out in public, I'd be like, hey, man, I can't get too fucked up, man. I'm the quarterback. I might lose my scholarship. I might get in trouble. I might be in the papers. I might fucking besmirch the name of this school that's giving me a full-ride scholarship to be the quarterback and be a leader.
Yep.
Now you fucked up! If he's going to say, I will do this at Florida State, he's saying, this is who I am. I'll do this anywhere. Waste $40 million on me and roll the dice.
Justin, your remarks.
I think Jason doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, okay, I know what... that being said, I hope you guys draft him.
Okay.
I don't hope that I'm right, but I feel like
well,
I would.
You know what will fix everything is if Oakland went back to Los Angeles.
Ah!
I would love
dude,
that.
Dude, you are the best call we've had forever. It's like I'm calling myself.
Because Jameis Winston would get in less trouble in L.A. than he would in Oakland.
Oh, I mean, dude. I mean, I was talking about this, and I'm going to throw this out there. If you're Denver.
Yeah.
And Jameis Winston falls all the way down to you in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you got Payton for maybe two more years. You got a veteran team. Do you take him?
That's a different scenario because now you got a leader, the best leader we've probably seen in the NFL in quite some time, to mentor him. That's a different scenario. Plus, he's not asked to get on the field right away. You know? And now you got yourself like a Favre. What's his name? I can't think of the quarterback for the...
The
Packers
gay guy.
No, Packers quarterback.
Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Now you got a Favre Rodgers situation where this guy can sit under the guy and then take over the reins when he's ready to do it. Instead of like, hey, man, you're the savior of the Raiders. Good luck. See you later.
Hey,
free crab legs for everyone.
Justin, how's it feel to live with so many Asian people?
I'm Hank.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, he's Asian.
I love the surprise.
By the way, Justin, caller of the day. We need to start giving out awards. We need to start announcing caller of the day, Twitter follower of the day, everything.
Don't we have the Punchy Awards already?
It's almost coming up to that.
When is the Punchy Awards?
It's been almost a year. Can you believe that?
Wow.
No.
We're going to do it better this time without fucking knucklehead.
And we can do Bag of Bets of the Year, too. That would be a good one.
Oh, Bag of Bets of the Year.
You know, we were having an argument.
Then we got to get in the World Series and a little basketball, so we got to jam.
Sure. I almost want to talk about boxing a little bit, too, but after that Golovkin fight. What do you think about this? Sam and I were talking about this, about what's the worst bag of bets. He seems to think, as does Dana, that watching a two-hour gay porn is worse than wearing the cum socks for 24 hours.
You
can answer this today if you want.
I'm thinking. The cum socks one, though.
They're dry.
It's not on video.
Yeah, and
it's
dry.
Your 2 hours of gay porn has been very well documented.
Yeah, but it's not like he's sitting there beating off.
I didn't do gay porn. I just watched it. But it's like you have to watch.
And the gay socks is on video because they did it. Let me tell you, on a podcast. He put them on Nick's podcast.
Let me tell you this. The difference between.
What's on audio?
It's very funny. The difference between people's perception of gay guys and the actual act of gay sex is like night and day. Like I followed Brett Morin one day at the Comedy Store and he's doing a bit about how he has a gay brother. And Justin Martindale walked up. He's like, I fucked his brother. And the place explodes. Applause breaks. Almost standing O to a dude saying he butt-fucked another dude. I follow Justin Martindale. And I go into my act. And I start going in to me having to watch 2 hours of gay porn. This same crowd that just gave this huge applause break to two dudes butt fucking just puked in their mouth. Right. This one. You literally heard the. So they actually have to sit there and watch it is traumatizing. It's not traumatizing. It's just
Well, you would know.
If you're not into any kind of sex thing, it's not fun to watch. If it doesn't turn you on, it's not fun to watch. Jizz socks, it's disgusting, but after a while, it's just crunchies.
Because how bad can it really be? Women swallow that shit putting on some guy's feet.
Yeah, it's so funny that...
Men swallow it too, bro.
Men do swallow it.
You know. You watched.
It is
As
funny.
Did I.
It's so funny how, like, things girls do for pleasure, men say as fucking torture.
In a weird way, I feel like because I did the gay porn one as well, our one, and you were there, but mine was a DVD. So you never had to, like, hook around and, like, look at it. You were just sitting across from me heckling me. Yours, because you brought the tranny DVD, we had to go on the internet and find things. So half of what you watch, I was, like, helping you find it, and it would start, and I'm like, yeah, that looks bad enough, and then I'd walk away. So I feel like I've watched, like, 90 minutes of gay porn, even though I didn't lose the second bet. I was still watching it, and it's like, it is traumatizing if it's not what you're into. And I wonder if, like, when gay people, if they watch straight porn, if they have that same adverse reaction. Like, ugh, look at that gross pussy.
I think some gay guys just... hate fucking Snatch. I think.
I know a lot of gay girls that hate.
I love to look at a girl Snatch.
You'd fuck her in a heartbeat. You would eat her out in a heartbeat.
No, I'm just not into her, dude. I just don't like her, anything about her.
You personality wise or just
everything?
Her, really?
I mean, like, before the pictures are out, you'd be like, okay, at least she's somewhat attractive. I don't even find her body hot anymore.
Who?
Hope Solo. She's the goalie for the U.S. women's
World
soccer team.
Series
starts tonight.
The Dodgers of the East, I call the Royals.
Why? Because they wear blue?
Blue
white?
And white.
Okay.
And they're going to beat the... I know we got a lot of San Fran fans, some good guys. I don't know what it is because I actually really appreciate the Warriors. I like the Niners, but I just... despise the Giants.
I don't like the Giants. I don't like the Warriors.
Let me take it back. I don't like the Warriors. I appreciate how they play.
Yeah. I can get behind that. I mean, it's just a division rival. Niners, I can do with or without. I mean, I love Anquan Boldin. There's a lot of things about the Niners I like. I like Jim Harbaugh, so I don't hate
the
Niners. But I hate a lot of Niner fans.
Outside of his family, you're the only one who's ever said that.
Really? I mean, he was in Chicago when I was in Chicago. Then when I was in college, he was the quarterback of Indy, and even now, like Jim Harbaugh's always been a couple hours away from me in a weird way.
Yeah.
So.
Does he know that? You should write him a letter.
Dear Mr. Harbaugh, want to be besties?
I think it's going to be exciting. I mean, ESPN put out something that they think this style-wise is going to be the worst World Series ever.
To watch?
Yeah. I really like the way the Royals play. I think it's exciting to have somebody on first base always ready to steal that. I think teams should do it. So if you added stealing to baseball, meaning that it's always going on, you're always trying to steal base, it would make that game so much more exciting. If you doubled the amount of times people tried to steal, the game would just be so much more exciting.
Sure.
There'd be way more action going on.
Again, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not a big American League guy. Generally, when it's the World Series and the Dodgers or the Cubs are out of it, I just naturally root for the National League, generally, unless it's a team that I just hate. You know, and that's kind of the case right now. I definitely don't the Giants are a team that I definitely do not like. Somebody always gets shanked at a Giants or Dodgers game, whether it's there or here.
Yeah.
But I'm on for the Royals just because they haven't been in the World Series since 83. They haven't been in the postseason since 85. They're riding that fun magic. They haven't lost a game yet. They had to play the play-in game which went extra innings. Then they had like three more extra inning games, and they still haven't lost a postseason game. And they were not even expected to make it to the postseason. There's something great about that, that you kind of...
I love it.
If you don't have a dog in the fight, you kind of got to get behind them and root for people that... I root for people that don't have something to root for a lot. You know what I mean? Like if the Cubs made it to World Series, everybody in America's team that was out, if it wasn't your team playing the Cubs, the entire country would root for the Cubs.
Right.
They haven't won the World Series since like electricity. Like 1900 or some shit.
No, I totally 100% agree. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm with you. I'm rooting for the Royals. I just like them. Do you hear that the city of San Francisco has banned this Royals song?
Yeah, you were telling me that the other day.
Do you think they'll have her sing at one of the games?
Well, you know, especially now that it would be fun if they did because the other team banned that in the entire city. That is tonight's at Kansas City.
Can
right?
you find the Royals song, Fat Man? Can you find Lord's Royals song? We'll go out on that.
Tonight's game is in Kansas City, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Now, is it 2-3-2 or is it 2-2-1-1-1?
I think it's two. I think the World Series is 2-3-2.
I hate that.
I kind of like
it. The Royals drop one at home.
It's a whole different thing.
Now you're way deep in the hole.
Yep. Now you got to go back there and take one.
Well, I'm excited for the World Series, man.
I mean, really, to me, it's like no matter how you slice it, you got to win.
What the name is of the Royal song?
Royal. It's called Royal by Lord. Where have you been?
That's it.
It's unbelievable.
What's your and then we'll talk NBA a little bit after this. But anyways, go Royals. That's what I say.
I do too.
I really kind of don't care about this World Series, but I know a lot of you do. So good luck, both your teams. If your teams are in, goddamn, God bless you. Good luck. I'm pulling for the Royals just because I'm pulling for the underdog.
I hope the Giants just shit the bed.
I will probably watch a total of 18 innings.
Dana's a huge
World
baseball
Series.
Fan. I'm really amazed at how much of a baseball fan she is now.
Yeah.
Because I like baseball. Like, I can watch Dodgers. Baseball's such an interesting sport. It's like you have your team, you like your team, and when your team isn't playing, you can't watch it.
That's how I feel.
I can't either. But basketball, football, I can watch two teams that I don't necessarily like. Yeah. MMA, I can watch two guys. I don't know who's
Absolutely.
Fighting.
Absolutely. I can watch any. Dude, I've been watching Canadian football.
No, I wouldn't go that crazy. For me, at least.
I mean, but you can watch international basketball.
Oh, 100%.
I can watch Canadian football and be like, hey, that's a nice hit. That's a nice play. I like that. You know what I mean?
I could watch.
Eighth grade girls
basketball.
The Charlotte
Bobcats versus the Sacramento Kings and enjoy the game.
I could probably do the same. I mean, I wouldn't be like intently watching, losing my mind, but. But that's the same. You know, I could watch.
How about Philadelphia versus the Milwaukee Bucks?
Now you're losing me a little bit.
Because that's two teams that don't have a lot of NBA talent.
Yeah.
Or they have really young talent.
Right.
I mean, really young talent.
Right.
But that team, Philadelphia, in like 2 years, they could be just, you're going to be like, who's going to stop these guys? They could have a complete backcourt. Of 7-footers.
Let me ask you this. What's your least? Because everyone will rank like, you know how we always do that. Oh, I'm NFL, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, NFL first, then MMA, then NBA, or whatever. What's your least three favorite sports franchises? The three you hate the most in all of sports?
Oh, that's a great question. I hate...
Lakers won easy for me.
I'm
you hear
not,
that, Anthony Johnson?
I don't like Kobe. I mean, let me get this right. I don't like 24. I like
or eight.
I like eight. I like eight
I
from
like
way
eight.
Back in the day.
Oh, I don't. When he had the afro?
I like eight. I hate 24. Okay, here's the Giants, the San Francisco Giants.
Are number one?
They're right there. I can't say I can power rank these teams, but I fucking hate them. Mm. I hate them. The Memphis Grizzlies. I hate them.
Oh, I do hate them too. Man, are two of mine.
I hate the Grizzlies. They're assholes.
Saints are up there.
Ah!
Grizzlies, Saints.
And Chargers.
Really? Oh, yeah, I guess a Raiders fan. You hate
I hate the Chargers. I hate them.
I hate the Patriots.
And the white guys on the Golden State Warriors I hate. Just the white guys.
I hate the Patriots.
I don't really care. I mean, like, I think they got humble. I think that that was a team that was like this dynasty, and then they just got completely humbled.
A lot of it really is the fan base. Like, I can hate a team just because I hate their fans. You should hate the
St. Louis Cardinals fan base. They suck.
I absolutely do not like the Cardinals whatsoever.
I hate the Cardinals. I can't. That's five teams.
I hate the Angels, too. I know
yeah,
you like
I can tell you. I have this weird thing with the Warriors where I think they have pieces that I'm really like. Like, Stephen Curry is just an amazing player.
Somebody was arguing the other day that he's the greatest shooter in NBA history.
He's up there, dude.
Bird?
He's up.
Bird.
Bird's right there, dude. Bird is. But he's in that. Like, Bird was never as. Bird just didn't move like Curry moved. Like, Curry can just move and shoot and swoosh it from anywhere at any point, anytime. Like, Bird was. He was graceful, Bird, but it was more set and pop, you know? I mean, this kid. Like, there's three guys in the NBA. When they miss a shot, I'm blown away. And it's Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Blown away.
It'll be interesting to see Irving's role with LeBron in there now.
I think I'm going
to
do.
Because he was the guy. He was like, you're going to have to be the guy. And now he's not the guy.
I think you're going to see.
He'll have games where he'll be the guy, but he's not the guy.
I think you're going to see that LeBron James is finally going to be able to be the guy he always wanted to be, and that's facilitator. And that you're going to see Kyrie Irving take more of a Russell Westbrook role of
I can
just
see that.
Score.
That's a good point. I can actually see them being like Westbrook and Durant.
The guy that's going to be what's going to happen is Kevin Love. You know,
what's his role, you mean?
Well, his game fits what they need, which is a down low banger who can help
get boards.
Yeah. I mean,
D.
It fits, but like, are they going to run plays for him? Now, if LeBron James is a facilitator, that makes it a lot easier. If Kyrie Irving's a facilitator, now it's like Love becomes your third option. I don't think Love should be a third option. I think he should be your second option. It's just weird. It's going to be a hard thing because I think LeBron James wants to be Magic Johnson.
Are there too many mouths to feed in that family?
I think LeBron James is the guy that would make that not pop. I think LeBron James would love to score 23 points a game. Now I have to go for
13 assists.
I think he'd love that.
Yeah.
I think he would
love
that.
8 boards.
If you can get Kyrie Irving up to 25 a game, points a game, and you get Kevin Love around 20.
16, 20.
20 around that, because before he's doing 25. So.
What was Irving last year, ballpark?
I think he was like, when he was there, I think he was going for like 22. If he can do 24, you get Kevin Love to 20.
Right.
You get LeBron James to 20. Now you got a fucking squad, and they're deep, dude.
Oh, I hate San Antonio too.
I hate San Antonio. Let me just say something, man.
All the teams I hate are in the NBA, and I'm such an NFL guy.
The NBA is going to be so nasty this year. The West is going to be a fucking dogfight like I've never seen before. I've never seen any sports where there's like 10 teams that if they got their shit together could make a run for a fucking the finals.
I know a good bag of bets.
Okay.
You are not allowed for 1 month to talk about your favorite sport, whoever pulls it out.
No, that's too long.
So if we're talking football, it's only 4 episodes.
Yeah, but football's almost over for you. Basketball's starting for me.
What are you talking about, almost over? We're 7 weeks into the season. We got all the playoffs and the Super Bowl. We got 2.5 more months of football. If it's playoffs, football, and
how about 2 weeks you can't talk about?
Well, you just don't want to talk about basketball.
Well, I just think it also hurts the show not to have one of us talking about the sport.
Yeah, but if Ari and I, or the guest and I, start talking about that sport, we have to go, by the way, he's not allowed to talk right now. And then we just take calls, and you got to sit there stewing, and you want to talk so much, and you just got to sit there and let your blood boil. Dude, if it's the week of the Super Bowl, and I can't talk football, and you and fucking Ari or you and fucking Gareth are here talking football, and I got to sit here and not say shit and constantly try to change the subject.
Do you think the loser should have to sit out of the studio that time? Because I don't know if you guys
No, I think
have
it's funny watching them fucking get antsy. 2 weeks is fine. I think that'd be good.
That's a great t-shirt.
That is a good t-shirt.
That is so fucking funny.
Why would I lie?
That is
Send
so
that to me.
Fucking funny.
Send that to me. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Is it a Why Would I Lie shirt?
No, no, no. It's one of my fucking photo shoot ones. Got out 10 fucking
times. Oh, God. All right, guys. It's been fun. Hey, guys, check out the website, punchdrunksports.com. We got some great stuff going on there. I mean, the articles are great, dude. The people who write on our website are fucking great at it, dude. We got an X Games guy now. We finally got an X Game guy. We're looking for a social media guy to, one, run the Punch Drunk Instagram, and two, your job is to find hot chicks on all the social media. If you can hit us back, if you want to be that, we're looking for it. All right? Anything you want to say? Good looking?
No, we're good here, man. Please come. If you're anywhere in the vicinity, come check out me and Sam Tripoli at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Today's show flew.
The 29th is Ari's special. It is not this week.
Oh,
it is
not.
Next week. He just hit me back. So the 29th, Ari Shaffir Comedy Central special. And
what's he calling his special? Do you know yet?
Title of it is Home. And rest in peace, Renee. Thank you for all your years of letting us take the shit and piss out of you. You're a good guy. Good luck in the future. And now it's all about the fat man. Suck it.
Baseball diamond green and fresh. I cut my teeth on series rings in the 80s. I'm quite proud of my address. In a crazy town, Kansas City. But every year it's like bullpens, dugouts, swinging for the fences, home runs, strikeouts, trashing the opponents. We don't care. We're driving homers in our dreams, but everybody's like Cardinals, Red Sox. What about the Yankees, Mets, Braves, Marlins, Tigers, and the Phillies? We don't care. We ain't caught up in your love affair. Cause you'll never beat the Royals. It don't run in your blood. The kind of loss just ain't for us. We create a different kind of buzz. We'll be your rulers. The kings of the MLB. And baby, we'll rule. It's not just a fantasy. Fans and I, we've cracked the code. We count our wins on the plane from your city. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We've only come for glory. But every year it's like bullpens, dugouts, swinging for the fences, home runs, strikeouts, trashing the opponents. We don't care. We're driving homers in our dreams, but everybody's like Cardinals, Red Sox. What about the Yankees, Mets, Braves, Marlins, Tigers, and the Phillies? We don't care. We ain't caught up in your love affair. Cause you'll never beat the Royals. It don't run in your blood. The kind of loss just ain't for us. We create a different kind of buzz. We'll be your rulers. Kings of the MLB. And baby, we'll rule. It's not just a fantasy. Oh. Oh. We're better than we ever dreamed. We'll beat every other team. Winning every every single game. Cause you'll never beat the Royals. It don't run in your blood. The kind of loss just ain't for us. We create a different kind of buzz. We'll be your rulers. Kings of the MLB.